Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're back. Susan and Kathy here. Welcome to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. Thanks for joining us.
And if you haven't listened to our episode from Wednesday, you got to go check it out. We had former Bachelor Zach and his fiancée Katie on the pod. Kathy, weren't they fantastic?
Oh, you know, they are an amazing couple. I think I said it on the podcast yesterday. When you look at them and how they speak and how well they talk with each other, they're so in love.
I learned so many things about them, like Katie sharing that she visited Texas and she's from Canada and said, I want to make this my home, and did it. And how they communicate together, what they shared about their future. I loved it.
I loved it too. You know what I find amazing? They've been together, what, several months, and they already know so much about each other and what makes a great relationship, or I should say what makes a relationship great. They work together, they spend time together, they have date nights. Katie does the cleaning. Zach has dinner ready for when she gets home from work.
I mean, it's that. Not thrilled when he said, sometimes I'll have dinner ready when she walks through the door? I was oh my God, a man after my own heart.
I know, you and your cooking. But honestly, if anyone questions whether the process can work on The Bachelor, listen to this podcast again. They are proof positive.
Absolutely.
Great and fast a really loving relationship can grow.
And we talked to them about the difficulties of living together when you don't really know each other that well and you're getting to know each other. And how about what they shared? They communicate.
That's right. That's what you and I were talking. They compromise. They communicate. I feel like these are the words that we keep saying. But these are the things that make a great relationship. And I'm just so happy for them. And I can't wait to go to their wedding.
I know. Destination or Austin, either one works for me.
You know what? You're going to have to get some cowboy boots, Susan, if it's in Texas.
I've got 40 pair.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so listen, today we're going to be answering questions from fans who have written in asking for advice, and you are not going to believe some of these questions. They're really good, Susan. You can submit your questions at bachelornation.com/goldenhour.
Well, wait, I want to do that, but first, let's get started with today's question of the day. So what's something you used to believe about relationships but no longer do? What do you not believe in anymore?
I think that for me, it's not that I don't believe in it. I think that love is something that takes a lot of work. Staying in love. It's easy to fall in love, fall in lust, but I think that relationships don't just happen. They take a lot of work to be good. What about you?
I agree with that. Something that I used to think, that that puppy love or that lust love, the beginning stage, that 1 year thing is going to last forever. But I know it doesn't. You're exactly right, Kathy.
Yeah.
It takes work, which is why you want to find your best friend. Somebody that without the love and the intimacy that you could hang out with every day. You know what I mean? You share your space with, share your time with.
Well, I agree with all that, but I also think that relationships change over time. You just said that. I mean, they evolve. And a good relationship, in a perfect world, we grow together in a relationship. And we find ways to build our relationship stronger. But, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort. And that's, I think a lot of people just aren't willing sometimes to put in the effort.
Yeah, some people give up too early. I mean, it's happened. As I said earlier, talking with Zach and Katie, you hold things in and you don't let it out and you build resentment. And I think that's a lot of reasons why relationships don't last, because you're not speaking your truth.
And well, and I think sometimes I agree with that. Sometimes you have to hold it and compromise. I keep saying that coming, you know, you just, not everything you think needs to be said, right? But I think it's time to get on to some listener questions. What do you think?
I like it. So do you want to read the first one?
Okay. Ron from North Carolina says, I'm 69 and a retired military man. My wife passed away almost 2 years ago. I'm very fond of a single neighbor who is 30 and has two children. She has been inviting me for supper at her house at least 3 times a week, and when I leave, we hug. I'd like to kiss her, but I don't know if I should ask first or tell her I'm attracted to her. How do I find out if she has feelings for me?
Oh, well, Ron, thank you very much for sending this question to us. And we're going to talk about this. Kathy, do you have a strong feeling one way or the other on this?
Susan.
Yes.
Perhaps you didn't. Let me just say two words to you. Two little phrases here.
I know what you're going to say, the age. I know it.
He is 69. She is 30 with two young children.
Okay, Ron, hear me. Hear me, Ron.
Here we go.
So when you're hugging her, you know, when you look somebody in the eye, you know whether they're going to be receptive of that kiss. Or perhaps when you get real close to say, I really want to kiss you, but I don't want to ruin this relationship. Are you okay with that?
Are you?
What's wrong with that?
Susan.
Yes.
First of all, her children are young. So unless she's looking for a grandfather for those children, he is absolutely deluding himself that a 30-year-old would be interested. 40 years. Let's do the math, Susan. Start counting.
She's inviting him 3 times a week, and she has two children. There's no age there. Doesn't matter.
Age doesn't matter?
No.
Are you really? Okay. If you really believe that, I want you to start counting. And at the end of this episode, you're still going to be counting the years between them. So it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is a big gap. I agree with that. It is a huge gap.
However, she's probably inviting him because he's an older man and she feels sorry for him.
Are you consider yourself an older woman that people pity? You're 70 and look at you. You're still hot. Oh, no.
Thank you.
It could be an adult relationship on the side. You don't know where people want to be.
I know where a 30-year-old doesn't want to be, and that's in the arms of a 70-year-old guy. Give it up.
Ron, I'm all about it. Communicate with her. Don't shock her. Communicate with her. And please let us know the results.
Ron, my thought for you is buy the kids happy birthday cards and sign it, love your neighborly grandfather. You're done. Okay, get on to the next
one. Okay, then. Okay, listener question number two. This is Casey from California. She writes, my girlfriend and I have been in a same-sex relationship for almost 5 years. Okay. Prior to being together, I had a boyfriend. However, she has only been with women. I have been thinking a lot about proposing to her lately. Then out of nowhere, she told me the other day that she thinks she would like to explore being with a man before she can fully commit to me. I was totally shocked, but I really love her. Should I suggest bringing a man into our relationship and do this together? Or should I let her go off and do her thing? I don't want to lose her, but I can't imagine her being with someone else. Mm.
Can I start off on this one?
Please, yes.
Casey, you have to let her go. She's not asking if she can bring another man or bring a man into the relationship. She's saying she wants to explore being with a man. Unfortunately for you, Casey, that may mean that she's deciding to go in a different direction. You can only control your own ideas and behavior, Casey. I know that your heart will break if she leaves you for a man, but do you really want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you? It's not a question of bringing a man into the relationship. It's a choice she's has yet to make. What do you think?
I agree with a lot of that, Kathy, but again, our big C word, communicate about it, talk to her about it. And if that's all she wants to do is have a physical thing with a man and Casey is comfortable with it, bring the man over. Is that what you two feel comfortable with? I don't know if you want to watch. I don't know if you want to join them.
Do you have any limits, Susan? Do you have any limits?
No, because I'm very open-minded that way. And if they're comfortable with that, then so be it.
Okay, but that's not what Casey's girlfriend is asking or communicating. She is saying she might want to explore a relationship with a man. I don't think, we don't know because we don't know either of these people.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like she's saying, hey, can we have a threesome?
Well, she says out of nowhere, she's thinking she'd like to explore being with a man before she can fully commit. She wants to try a man, not a relationship. It doesn't say that. Right. I was thinking pure sex. She wants to have a physical thing with a man and make sure the woman is what she wants.
Okay. But Casey's saying, should I suggest bringing a man into the relationship? That's where I'm going. She's not asking to have a man and a threesome. She's saying, maybe I want to be with a man. So I think, Casey, unfortunately for you, you have to just sit back and be patient and wait and see how it plays out.
Do you not agree that they should talk about it?
You always should talk about it. Right, but right. I think it's hard. Here's the thing. I think Casey's obviously in love with this woman, and I get mm-hmm. that. But, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes our hearts get broken. Sometimes things change. People change. Relationships change. Situations change.
And you do want to know before you get into the married life. I agree.
I think, Susan, you and I can agree.
But I'm also cool. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think you and I can agree that we wish them both the best and that it works out for both of them.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. Honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Have you ever, Susan, let me ask you something. Have you ever had to let someone go and see if they've come back? You know, that
oh,
little thing about...
God, we're going to go there. I am the worst at breaking up. Absolute world's worst. I feel too bad. You know what I end up doing? It takes like 6 months. I've already decided it's done. It's over, but I'm still there.
Yeah.
And because I don't like hurting people's feelings and, you know, I'm a mush-mush. I end up... And this is something I learned about myself that I will improve on. But I end up doing things that make them not like me just so it's easier.
You sabotage
when I leave.
It. You sabotage
yeah.
it?
Yeah, kind of. However, those days are over. But yeah,
I don't know.
That was my pattern. I hate breaking up. I hate walking away.
I think for me, I don't know... I'm sure I've sabotaged relationships, but I think for me, I just, when I feel like it's empty, it's almost like I communicate that physically, body language.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I can see that happening
so,
to me too. Right.
You know, I honestly, if I let someone go, I don't want to know if they come back. I don't want them to come back if I let them go. I don't play those games.
See, I am still friends with all my exes.
Oh, so am I. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm friends with all my exes as well. All two of them. But I just
yeah, I know. Sounds like we have 25.
I'm just saying if I let someone go from a romantic relationship, I don't want them back as that. I want them to be friends, mm-hmm. but I don't want them back as in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree.
Have you ever taken one back?
No. So right. I just want to thank Casey for writing that in. I'm glad you shared it with us. And I once again, want to know how it works out.
Yep, let us know for sure. Okay, we have one more, time for one more question.
Only one more today?
Well,
wow.
Well, okay. Only we got to move on.
All
but
right, I'm going.
This question comes from Macy, and she's from Idaho.
Oh.
She says, I have two beautiful daughters who are 27 and 30. My 30-year-old is married and just had her first baby.
Oh.
Everyone was at my house for Christmas dinner, and I accidentally grabbed my son-in-law's phone, thinking it was mine. We both have the same blue case. When I picked it up, I noticed a text that said, the other night was incredible. Can't
Ouch.
Wait to do it again. Oh, boy. Kissy face emoji.
Oh.
The text was from someone named TJ. I really think as a mom, you know when something isn't right. I have a horrible feeling about the text, but my daughter has a newborn and I don't want to put more undue stress on her. Do you have any suggestions?
Wow.
We both have daughters. This is going to be good.
Ooh,
we both have daughters.
Baby. Do you want to go first?
Oh, well,
you're not going to like what I'm going to say, but I think you should go first.
All right. Okay. So as I just said, we both have daughters. My daughter just had her first baby. She isn't even a year old yet. If I read that on my son-in-law's phone, which I find hard to believe because I adore him, but if I saw that, I got to be honest, Susan, to me, my family is everything, everything. So I would probably... have to tell my daughter, quietly take her aside, because protecting my family and my daughter's happiness is everything for me. I think it's possible that, you know, here's my thing with texting. You can't read emotion in it. So, but
you don't
I
do know who it's from. There's just initials, right?
It's initials. But. And on the other hand, you know, the other night was incredible. Can't wait to do it again. I mean, they weren't at a sushi restaurant learning how
they
to
weren't
rap
playing golf.
Yeah. I mean, and then with a kissy face emoji. So I don't know. That's a tough one for me. Here's the thing. If you say, I know this, if you say something and it turns out to be completely innocent, you or I would really be putting a wrench in the works of the relationship in the family. So I don't know. That's kind of my initial thought. What about you?
Okay, Macy, you have to know I'm Susan from Philadelphia. I'm 100% Italian. First of all, yes, our daughters come first. However, their hormones are still raging. They just had a baby. It is Christmas. I'm going to take that guy by the you-know-what and pull him outside. Back in the day, he'd be going to the wine cellar, and I'm going to find out the truth. I mean, it might
this
hurt a little
violent,
bit.
This sounds violent, Susan. This sounds violent.
No, but we're going to have an eye-to-eye. Right there. And we're going to find out. Open the phone. Talk to me. I don't care if you have to call the person. I need to know what is going on before my daughter's world just falls apart.
So, okay, now you find out. Let's go with you find out. What are you going to do about it? Let's say it's true and he's messing around. What are you going to do about it?
Unfortunately, Christmas is ruined because he's going to have to go tell her. I'll make him do
oh,
it.
Oh, no. See, you, uh-uh. No.
And I'll be right there.
You
right
would make
there.
Him tell her at Christmas?
I would hold the baby so she can smack him one. I hope it wasn't something that bad, but
What are you
going to
knock over the Christmas tree? Wait.
No.
Wait a second.
Out in the garage, I don't know what'll happen. I maybe hit him with a bat. I don't know. That's my first reaction. That's where I come from.
Okay. I would tell her, but listen, if he's been cheating on her, let's just make it up for two months.
All right. Okay.
Are you really going to ruin Christmas Day and Christmas dinner when the grandfather, the grandmother's there?
No, I don't want to ruin Christmas
okay,
Day,
so
but
you're
I want to
get
the truth. I so want him. Him and I will know, and then we'll find the time for him to tell the truth. But like you said, our daughters are our lives.
Yes. Yes.
We protect, right?
Yeah.
Anybody hurts your daughter, you're not going to go crazy on them?
Well, I'm not going to take a bat to them like
well,
you, but I
you
can assure
know.
You.
Depends on the mood.
I'm not Italian, though, so maybe I would if I were Italian. You know, I just think that is a really tough one because,
it is.
You know, as parents... We are there to support our children, but we also have to let them learn for themselves. And, you know, what if you, the daughter might know. I mean, we don't know the circumstances here. We only know this little tidbit.
The kiss emoji thing and fabulous time last night, your brain's going to go crazy. I'll tell you what, Macy's Christmas was ruined by picking up that phone, and I feel for her.
Yes, I agree with that. But I don't know. I look at family a little differently, Susan. I have, well, obviously, you know, I have a brand new daughter-in-law, and I have a son-in-law, and I only have one son-in-law, and I worship the ground he walked. He's great. He cherishes my daughter. He is a lovely man. And so for this question's hard for me because I can't imagine.
You can't never see that not coming from him. No.
Okay. Do you have a, I know you have a son-in-law. Tell me what that's like. What's your relationship like with him?
I don't think he would ever do it, but I mean, there's been times where their relationship was struggling not too long ago, and I stepped in and had a private conversation with him.
Did you use a bat?
No, of course not. I want to know where your head's at. What's happening here? Can I help? But that wasn't a case of a kiss emoji on his phone. Do you know what I mean? But yes, I'm there for them as you would be for your family. Sure.
Yeah, I just think it's a little bit of a slippery slope. I think, you know, when I think back to early days of my marriage, I didn't really want my parents telling me what to do, what to think. And I don't know, you know, the old expression, butting in. I see a little bit of that. I don't know. It was
an accident, though. She grabbed the phone by mistake.
But was it an accident?
When you see something like that, you react. I would just react.
I'd probably start crying. That's where I'd start to cry. I don't know.
So everybody out there, if you have a question for us, we want to hear it. We really want to hear it. Just go to bachelornation.com/golden hour. You may even be featured on one of our podcasts.
We would love to hear from you.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, so all of you out there in Bachelor Nation, you know that Susan and I are great friends. Mm-hmm. We take care of each other. We love each other. We agree on a lot of things, but there's some things, really many things, that we definitely don't agree on. So we're going to play a little game here called...
Another game.
Another game. I love games. Who's most likely? One of us is going to read the scenario, and then we're both going to say who's most likely to do it. Okay, you in, Susan?
Okay, I'm in. Which one of us is most likely to kiss on the first date?
Both of us. I think we would do that.
I think so.
I'm going to kiss him right before he pays the bill for dinner. Okay.
If he doesn't pay the bill, there will be no kissing, though. But wait, what do you call a kiss? Like a peck? A first date is just a, thank you.
I've done it both ways.
A makeout session?
If I'm attracted to the guy, sure. Why not?
All right. You lean in and hang in. You don't pull back. All right, Kathy. Way to go, girl.
Go, Kathy. Hey. Okay. How about this one? Who is most likely to go skinny dipping in the ocean? No, wait.
God bless us all.
In case anyone doesn't have a good memory here, let's just remember about Susan skinny dipping in the pool at the mansion. So, Susan, who's most likely?
Every morning, 6:30 a.m., nobody was up. It was all good. But no, it would definitely be me. Okay. Who would put a much younger photo of themselves in your online dating profile?
Not me. Never.
Either. Why? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You eventually have to go meet them.
How many times? You and I have talked about this because we've been on dating sites. You get there, you meet the guy, you walk right by him because he doesn't look anything like his picture.
Right.
And then he'll say, Kathy, and I turn around. I still don't see him because I'm looking for a guy 20 years ago.
Kathy, that's catfishing. That's the word, catfishing.
That's
when
they
put something up. Well, really, catfishing is it's not even that person at all. But the same thing applies if it's a 30-year-old picture or a 20-year-old picture. You're not the same. So, yeah, just saying.
Okay. You're teaching me something every day, Susan.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Who would date someone 20 years younger? And I want to remind you of the question we just
answered.
The
30 and 69-year-old, yeah. I got you. No. No, 20 years now.
What's your limit?
Too much. I mean, it depends on who I meet, but probably 10. Yeah, 10. I'd go 10.
That's about it. All right. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I really, really was attracted to him and liked him, 12 would be pushing the limit.
Susan, if you really, really liked him yeah. and he was next door, admit it, you'd go 30.
Well, that wouldn't be for a relationship, though. That would be something different. That's what I was reading that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All righty. Okay. Who would be the first one to hit the dance floor at a wedding? Ta-da, we just did it.
We just did it at my son's wedding. We both were the first ones out on the dance floor. It was great.
Absolutely, and it was so much fun.
Okay, who is most likely to buy a round of shots for strangers at a bar?
I've done it.
And you know I'm going to throw back a shot. So, okay.
Yes, I know. Right on Joey's after the final rose when they passed out those shots. I was like, oh, I got to do this, Kathy. Give me yours. You already sipped it.
You know, there's nothing wrong with doing a shot. It just makes a day without a shot is like a day without sunshine.
Oh, God. Okay, here's one. Who would have a vacation fling? What's a fling? Tell me what a fling is, Kath.
Is that a fling? I'd say that would be considered a fling. Okay. Would you do it?
I don't think. Not just once and done.
I mean, what if it was a 2 week vacation fling?
So twice and done. No, my luck. I would do it. I would fall. Okay, and then they'd never call me again, and I'd hate myself. That you would know be what the worst vacation.
You know what my luck would be? What? He'd have lied about where he was from. I'd get home to Austin. He'd be like living down the street torturing me.
Oh my God.
All right. Which one of us, we've talked about this. Which one of us would offer to split the bill with a man on a first date? Yeah, we've covered that one. Right. We both would.
Okay. So who would be the first one to sign up for another reality show?
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
We're already packed. We had such an experience being on The Golden Bachelor. It was so much fun, like we said before, about friendships, about getting to know who we are and being okay, you know?
And when you think about it, I don't know about you, but I didn't think that's what I was going to get out of out of being on the reality TV show. Mm-hmm. Whoever thought, we knew going in only one woman was going to get the guy, but did you really think that you would build a friendship like we have?
No, I never even thought. I went there to fall in love.
Right.
And
did too.
Unfortunately, we got into the friend zone. I did make a friend. I mean, Gary and I will be friends forever, but no, I never gave that a thought.
I mean, I would sign up for some reality shows, but I think the lessons we learned were so great and the friendships we made were so great. It was definitely worth it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the message we got to share with everybody about it's never too late to feel good about yourself, to live life again.
And it's never too late to have a fling. All right. Here's Touché. The last one. Who gives better love advice? Who do you think?
Oh, I think both of us have something to share, Kathy, that we can't pick one.
I agree. I think we both have lived a lot of life. We've both had great experiences and heartbreaking experiences. And I think that's why we're both able to give advice.
Yes. And I'd be happy to share what I know and what I've learned with all of you.
I think that's what makes this podcast so great. We can share our thoughts, and we're waiting to hear from other people as well to help them with their
Let them give us their thoughts on what we say. Maybe we are missing something, right?
I'll tell you what I'm missing. I'm waiting for my DMs to get full because there's still crickets.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us. That does it for this episode. And don't forget, check us out on Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Be sure to subscribe as we have new episodes coming out every week that you won't want to miss.
And make sure to submit your question to us. We're going to dish out all kinds of answers, advice every week, twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. Just go to bachelorhappyhour.com/goldenhour and Kathy and I will be there.
So don't forget, listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for joining us this week. See you next time.
Signing off, Kathy and Susan. Ciao for now.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.